Let's pray as we open God's Word this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you for your Word of truth. We praise you for the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you for Proverbs that we've been walking through and with a little bit of a break with the Christmas time. Thank you, God, that your Word says it is sharper than a two-edged sword. Lord, we thank you for that. We pray that you would cut to the heart with your Word. Would you use me as your mouthpiece this morning to proclaim your truth? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's good to be back in the saddle, quote unquote, as taking a week off. It's good to hear somebody else preach, and thanks to Pastor Del Palmer for preaching last week. It was fun to listen to his message, and thanks, Brent, for leading that service last week. And we're going to jump back into Proverbs where we left off a few weeks ago and get into Proverbs 17 and go from there and, of course, look at other verses in Proverbs as we choose a theme from each chapter and look at what God is teaching us in Proverbs. So I invite you to open to Proverbs chapter 17. And the title of today's message is called Good Medicine. And in our day, doesn't it feel like there's a medicine or some sort of elixir for every problem in this world? It feels like there is. You can do an internet search and find some sort of medication or some sort of medicine or some form of something to do or to take that will apply to a problem in your life. And if we're not careful, we can be taking medicine that is not meant for the problem that we have. What are the problems that you have? That maybe you've done a Google search recently for something about medicine or medication. We need good medication or good medicine in our day, especially as it has to do with our soul. I'm going to talk more about that this morning as we think about the way the Bible describes us as people. We are body, soul, creatures, and we'll look at that a little bit. But maybe you remember from the 90s, there was a popular Christian series of books called Chicken Soup for the Soul. I see, so yeah, you're shaking some heads. Maybe you read that or read a few of those books. Just really good medicine for the soul, right? That's the way they would say that. And a hot bowl of soup, chicken noodle soup, sounds really good, doesn't it? To have when you're feeling sick. I know some of you are feeling sickness, or maybe a cold that you are experiencing right now. And having good medicine, having good stuff that's healing to you is refreshing to your physical bodies. What I want us to do this morning is look at Proverbs 17. And there's one verse in particular in Proverbs 17 that will launch us into a discussion or to think through what does the Bible say about good medicine? What does the Bible say about medicine for the soul? As God speaks to us in the inner person or in the inner man, the way the Bible describes us as people. We need good medicine. And just like taking medication that doesn't apply to the physical ailment that we're facing, if we are taking spiritual medication that doesn't meet the need that we have in our souls, that's also dangerous to us as well. So grab your Bible and open to Proverbs 17, and one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture, Proverbs 17:22. And Chris made mention to this earlier, that we're going to be hearing about this theme today in particular. Proverbs 17, verse 22, put your finger right on the verse in your Bible with me. And it says this, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Can I teach you guys a song? You ready for this? Sometimes I've been a little hesitant to sing a song, but I'm just going to let it fly today. There's a song that I learned at when I was a kid. One of the music teachers taught us this song. I think it was Keith Green, and maybe Chris will help us out a little on the piano. All right, here's how it goes. This comes right from this verse. A joyful heart is good medicine, a cheerful heart is good medicine, a cheerful heart is good, but a broken spirit dries up the bones, a broken spirit dries up the bones. Sing it with me. All right, there we go. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Good medicine, a cheerful heart. A cheerful heart is good medicine. A cheerful heart is good. A broken spirit dries up the bones. A broken spirit dries up the bones. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Good medicine, a cheerful heart. A cheerful heart is good medicine. A cheerful heart is good. Thank you, Chris. All right.
Thank you, Pastor.
That's it for me. No more solos here. I love that song because, well, for one, kids' songs are great, right? But also, every time I read this verse, I think of that song. But I also love that song because it highlights how even in music, you hear the cheerful heart, the cheerful tones. Cheerful heart is good medicine. And I apologize for my bad acting, but a broken spirit, when we have a crushed spirit, it destroys us. A broken spirit dries up the bones. God's Word has a lot to say to us about what is happening in our hearts. And one of the words that comes out of this very verse is the word spirit. What is that referring to? What is this spirit that is referred to in verse 22? But a broken spirit dries up the bones. Now we think of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But many times in the Bible, the word spirit refers to you and me. Okay, we have a spirit. A spirit is a part of who you and I are. A crushed spirit dries up the bones. Spirit, as you look in Scripture, refers to, and this maybe sounds familiar, but refers to the seat of our emotions. Okay? You have maybe somebody has described you as having a gentle spirit or a peaceful spirit. That's the disposition of a person. It would be a fruitful word study. If you were to take a Bible concordance, you can probably look it up online if you don't have one of those books, but you can get those thick books and look up every occurrence of a word in the Bible. Look up every occurrence of the word spirit in the Bible, and you can put aside the ones that talk about the Holy Spirit and do a study in that way. But look up every reference that has to do with the Spirit as it talks about us, and you will be blessed by your findings in that. It will be a benefit to your spirit. There's another verse in chapter 17 here, verse 27, that says this: whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. What kind of disposition do you have? What kind of disposition or emotional state of being it describes you? And as we see in Scripture, the Bible mentions a lot about our spirit. And it's also related to other biblical words like soul or heart. We've heard that already through this Proverbs sermon series. The heart is the seat of our emotions. The heart, not that pumping vessel in our body, but our heart, the core of who we are. Sometimes the Bible talks about our mind, our thoughts, in that way. Sometimes the Bible says our soul, right? Chicken soup for the soul. Now, sometimes people might ask you this, and you might ask yourself this: how am I doing? How am I doing physically? How am I doing spiritually? How am I doing emotionally? How am I doing mentally? And you can divide it up into all of those categories. And if that suits you, that's just fine. But I want to try to simplify it here for us a little, if we can. The Bible describes us as having an inner man and an outer man. Or an inner person and an outer person. In other words, our outer person is our physical bodies. Think of that verse in the New Testament that says, even though our outer man is decaying, right? Our physical bodies are falling apart. And we could tell the stories till the day is done and then some, how our bodies are falling apart, our physical bodies. But it says in that very verse, but our inner man is being renewed day by day. I believe we can say we're made up of two things, our physical body and our inner man, our outer man and our inner man. And you can divide the inner man into different things, right? Soul, heart, mind, and spirit. All of those words, and sometimes they're even used interchangeably in Scripture. The same thing is said about both of them. The soul does this, or the spirit does this. You can, as you do that word study, you can find that out. Maybe you do a word study on the word soul. I'm giving you some homework, right, in the new year. But the Bible describes this as outer man and inner man. And our inner man is complex, but it's also simple. It's who we are. And today, in this verse, it's zeroing in on that one verse, that the spirit, our disposition. And we hear in this verse how our spirit can be crushed and our spirit can be joyful. And I want to ask you today, what is the state of your spirit today? Are you going through difficult things? Are you going through maybe a joyful time? What's the status of your inner man or your inner person that the Bible speaks about? Look at Proverbs 12, 25. Just a few pages back in your Bible. Proverbs 12, 25 says this. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Doesn't that sound an awful like the verse that we're looking at today from chapter 17? A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Heart and spirit are used interchangeably here in this way. Your spirit can be so weighed down, can be so burdened, that it feels like it is being crushed. Have you had that experience? Are you going through that experience where it feels like your soul, your inner person, the what describes you is so burdened with all kinds of things that you feel as if you are being crushed? Anxiety, depression, those sorts of battles is so common, and it's happening in this room among us, many of us. What weighs our spirits down? What is weighing your spirit down right now? Could it be a sin that you are hiding, that you are not confessing, and that you are not dealing with? Could it be grief that you are battling, that you are fighting? Could it be an unwelcome sin against you? Somebody is doing something to you, saying something to you, and it is weighing down your soul. Could it be just a situation that is in your life that is happening to you, and it's weighing down your life? We face all kinds of things in this world that crush our spirit. And what is the solution to that? You know, the church, we often get the bad rap that with these types of issues, our reputation is we say, just pray about it and it'll go away. That's shallow advice that doesn't take serious what God's word speaks to us. God goes deeper than just pray about it. God cuts to the heart of what's going on in our hearts and in our spirits. And you know how he does that? He does that with words. We don't expect that. But God does it with words. He brings to us good medicine in the form of his word, the scripture that speaks to us in different situations, the whole counsel of God's word applied to a situation. But he also brings to us good medicine in the form of the words of our friends in Christ, those who are filling their minds and their hearts and their spirits with God's word. And just the right moment, you might say something, and it was the perfect thing for you to hear to lift your spirit. Have you experienced that, friends? That's God applying his good medicine to you. God loves to heal us. He loves to bind up our broken hearts. He loves to soothe our crushed spirits. Even in this verse that we're zeroing in on this morning, and as you think of that song, a joyful heart is good medicine. God brings joy. He doesn't bring a shallow happiness that is tied to circumstances. He brings joy. He brings a joy that is disconnected to whatever else is happening in our lives. And that joy comes through His Word that brings and delivers to us good news. And God is pouring out to you that good news today. He is saying He has died for your sins. He has taken your sins and He has lifted them off of you so that you may no longer have that burden of sin, of guilt, weighing on your heart. He takes the good news of Jesus Christ and all of the applications, all of the implications of that in our lives, and He lifts our spirits so that we may have joy. So that we can sing, yes, a joyful heart is good medicine, and it comes through the words of God spoken to us. He encourages us in that way. Listen to Proverbs 15, verse 13. Proverbs 15, 13. A glad heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is crushed. You see, we can pretend that everything is all well and good. We can pretend that our spirits are in a good shape by flashing a smile, and by being friendly. But at the end of the day, what is really happening in your spirit? Are you facing a crushed spirit, a crushed soul and heart today? Are you experiencing that? Listen to this as you go on to Proverbs 15, 14 and 15. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouths of fools feed on folly. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but the cheerful of heart has a continual feast. How do we know if we're facing a crushed spirit? Sometimes we can show it in our body language. Have you ever had a friend where you ask, hey, how are you doing? And they say, oh, I'm doing great. But you just know by reading their body language that everything is not well. Our body language can show the status of our spirits. If we're slumping or if we're, you can read people sometimes in that way. And some of us are better at hiding it than others of what's going on in our spirits and our souls. We can battle this spiritual, this soul struggle. And God calls us to love our neighbors in this way. Maybe you've experienced somebody who has lifted your spirits with a fitting word, with God's word in the moment. Maybe God has led you to physical medications that do help you and do help improve the status of your body, soul, complexity of our lives. But as friends in Christ, we pursue each other in relationship. You know when your friend is bluffing. You can push past the pretty good response to the how you doing question. Proverbs 18:14 says this, a man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? What is the good medicine here? It's words, and it's words applied to us that give us a joyful heart, which that is a gift from God. God is not encouraging us just to laugh for the sake of laughter. God isn't necessarily directing us to go watch a comedy together, although I'm game. It's hard to find comedies these days that aren't so coarse. It's okay to laugh for the sake of laughing, for telling good jokes, and you guys are good at that. We laugh together. I love that. God isn't calling us to a superficial laughter, but He's calling us to cheerfulness. A cheerfulness that comes as a response to what God is doing in us. A response to God's action in our lives. And as you look through Scripture, you see all that God has done, all that God is doing right now for your spirit, for your soul. And maybe you're even experiencing it right now, and it feels like somebody has taken a crowbar and just sticking that crowbar right in your problem and just starting to lift it off of your heart. Sometimes it feels like that. God loves doing that, and He is doing that right now, as the grace of His Word is flowing from the Scriptures here today. And we hear verses like this, Psalm 34, verse 18. Listen to this, friend, and cherish this verse. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, 18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. God is in the business of doing this, and He's in the business of doing it right now in your heart. As you examine yourself before the Lord and you ask yourself, honestly, what's the status of my spirit? What is weighing me down? What is crushing me right now? And you turn around and you see a verse like this, and as you think through it and as you meditate on it, as you chew on it, you know that God is near to the brokenhearted. So thankful for that. Thankful for His Word that speaks to us. Positive words, words that speak to our situations. I'm thankful for how in God's general work of grace, He provides more than beyond His Word. Doctors, nurses, and so on, to heal us in body and in our inner man too. But you know what? We don't have to just push everybody as a church, push everybody to the professionals to get better help. And that's good. We have a lot to offer as a church too. We have the Word of God. Been involved in a group in our county that seeks to find gaps in the mental health system. It's been great to be a representative of the religious aspect of our community. But sometimes I feel like the church has just been pushed aside. We have a lot of good Word from God that applies in many different ways beyond just the just pray about it. Just read a verse and then come back to me tomorrow. The Lord speaks to our hearts. Let's not ignore it. Let's deal with it. We've gotten a bad rap for how we've handled these types of things. But we know this, that one thing that the church has that the world doesn't have is the gospel. We have the good news of Jesus Christ. We can offer that to those who are crushed in spirit, as we have experienced how God has met us in our time of being crushed in spirit. And it's just like this, when you are sick, when you are completely helpless to help yourself, when you have that cold or flu and it knocks you out and you are on the couch and you have that family member, mom or a spouse or somebody that says, you sit there, don't move a muscle. I'm going to bring you soup. I'm going to bring you Kleenex. I'm going to bring you whatever it is you need. That's kind of what God does with us. He says, don't move a muscle. I'm coming near to you, to minister to you in this time. And as you receive that kind of work in God's experience with you, you can turn around and say, a cheerful heart is good medicine, a cheerful heart. A cheerful heart is good medicine, a cheerful heart is good. Lord, we thank you for your word today. And Lord, there is so much more to say here. I thank you that you love us and you move toward us in our inner man, our inner person. Lord, I pray for and these are the type of prayer requests that don't often get shared in church, because sometimes it feels embarrassing of how we are crushed in our spirit and crushed in our souls. Thank you, God, how you move near to us, not with shallow, superficial responses, but you move with the depth of your Spirit, your Holy Spirit that fills our spirit. And you change us, and you lift our spirits. We thank you for that today. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.